Welcome to the podcast of European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. My name is Diane. I am your social media manager. Today, our guests are Dr. Arthur Wilde and Dr. Ahmad Amin from Amsterdam University Medical Center. They are the main representatives of the hospital and acting as the coordinating center of our ERN. We have some questions for you today. Amin, can you tell us briefly about your city, Amsterdam?
Yeah, thank you, Diane, for the introduction. So we live in Amsterdam. Our hospital is located in Amsterdam, and Amsterdam is the capital city of the Netherlands, and I think it's a very famous city across the world. It's known by its famous canals. It's actually also called the Venice of the North. Because of its canals, you can also say Venice is the Amsterdam of the South because of its canals. Anyway, we have, of course, a very beautiful museum, including Van Gogh Museum, Stedelijk Museum, Rembrandt Museum. And Amsterdam is, of course, also famous for its nightlife and festivals and music festivals. So it's a great city to live in, and it's a beautiful city. I'm enjoying it still every day. I live here for 20 years, and it's one of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you. Sounds wonderful. I live nearby, so I agree.
I know.
And Arthur, can you tell us about your hospital? What is the main focus?
Yes, thank you, Diane. The Amsterdam UMC is the academic center of Amsterdam, and it is the result of a recent merge of the two former academic centers in Amsterdam, the Academic Medical Center and the Free University Medical Center. It is the largest academic hospital in the Netherlands, and cardiovascular sciences has a long standing history in this hospital. The cardiological clinic of the University of Amsterdam was initiated by the famous Professor Durer, and we are proud to be still working in that same department. The focus is wide of cardiovascular sciences. It has all disciplines, sub-disciplines of cardiology with electrophysiology and intervention cardiology and congenital cardiology as the most important parts.
Thank you. And can you also give us an answer on why did you become a member of the ERN, and tell us about which thematic areas Amsterdam UMC is in?
Yeah, so we became a member of the ERN, or we are enthusiastic about this whole idea of the ERN, because we are a firm believer that when you're dealing with rare diseases, you need to collaborate with as many people around the world, and we are doing so actually, but in this case the focus is on Europe, and we are a strong believer in that the field will benefit from strong collaborations in the world, and particularly so in rare cardiac diseases. Amsterdam UMC is a member of the thematic area 1, which is electrical disease, thematic area 2, cardiomyopathies, thematic area 3, the special EP conditions in children, and thematic area 4 is congenital heart disease.
And Amin, I have another question for you. What can you contribute to the ERN?
Except for bringing Amsterdam into the ERN, I think we can also contribute to a lot of aspects of the ERN. So as a member of the ERN, not only because we are coordinating the ERN, but also as a member of the ERN, I think we can contribute to the education activities, to the research activities, to the patient education, and of course, one of the most important aspects of the ERN, which is just managing patients, treating patients, discussing patients with each other through the clinical patient management system. So I think we can contribute on different levels and also in different thematic areas, as Arthur mentioned. And I think our role as a coordinating center is also very challenging to be bring at this moment 44 centers together and to coordinate all these activities within different levels of care for patients with rare diseases. So it's challenging, and we're looking forward to do this in the coming 4 years, 5 years, and maybe longer.
Sounds great. And Arthur, what do you expect from the ERN?
Well, I expect from the ERN and the ERN members the same level of enthusiasm as we have here in Amsterdam. And that if that is, if the enthusiasm is there, that will undoubtedly lead to further increase in our knowledge of rare diseases, and that is important for the patients. And the other thing that I expect from the ERN is that we also have a big interest in patient engagement, and that we want to involve patients in policies around their diseases, in decisions and guidelines around their diseases. And that can all be achieved in the setting of the ERN.
Nice, nice. So now we have some personal question for the both of you. And the first one is, where did you train? And who was your most important mentor? Please answer the question briefly because of the time.
Yeah, so let me start. I trained in Amsterdam in the Academic Medical Center and partly in Utrecht for the EP part. And my most important mentor, I would actually three, if I'm allowed. One is Dr. Michiel Janssen. He was the PhD, my mentor in the PhD period, and I learned a lot from him. And in clinical cardiology, it was Donald Dure, was a clinical cardiologist here in Amsterdam. And in electrophysiology, it was Richard Hauer in Utrecht.
All right. And Amin, can you answer the same questions?
Yeah, I can keep it short. So I did my training in the Amsterdam University Medical Centers, which was called back then the Academic Medical Center, the University of Amsterdam. And my most important mentor is Arthur Wilde. And I know since I was 19, 20, so I grew up in under his wings. And so he's my biggest mentor. And so I don't have to introduce him. Everyone knows him.
Okay. And Amin, can you also answer the next question, what your most important lesson was?
During my training, I think the one of the most important lessons it was to, and that's actually what also rare diseases are meant for, is to practice precision medicine. I think what we have done in the last years is mostly treat patients based on very evidence-based protocols, which is very good. But I think in the coming era, there is a growing interest and also growing advancement in precision medicine, especially for rare diseases. So, and that's what I try to put my efforts into to participate in that field.
Okay, great, thank you. And Arthur, your most important lesson learned.
Yeah, I think my most important lesson learned is that a thorough basic background knowledge, obtaining basic background knowledge, is very important for your work as a clinical doctor. And that background can be obtained during a PhD period. And I think that's very important for everyone practicing in medicine, whatever field you are.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And Arthur, do you work out? Do you have a favorite sport?
I do not work out myself, but my favorite sport is soccer, and then in particular watching soccer.
Okay.
And Ajax is my favorite club. I have season tickets there, and you can find me there every second weekend.
Kijk, look, nice. And Amin, do you work out? Or have a favorite
sport? So the question is, question, your favorite sport? No, yes. So my favorite sport is also football, soccer, and I also watch tennis. I would love to practice sport more often. I do not, to be honest, because you obviously can see that. I would love to do more soccer. Actually, I did that until I was 22, 23, but I stopped because of course, how life goes, you know, with other obligations in life.
Thank you. And the final question for the both of you, and I mean, maybe you can answer it at first, your favorite holiday destination.
Yeah, I think two places in Europe. It is Granada, and actually it's Andalusia, because I've been married there. I go there every year. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth. And outside Europe, I think it is South America, Middle America. So it is, nature is beautiful there. So I love to go there. Yeah.
Nice, thank you. And Arthur, your favorite holiday destination?
I think I would just summarize it as France.
France, great, yes. Great. Well, thank you so much, Arthur and Amin. And thank you, listeners, for listening to today's podcast. And we hope to meet you next week with our two new guests. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.